All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
I got love, joy, self-control, yeah. Kindness, peace, and patience, and I got three more. Goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness, all the tools I need.
I got
love, joy, self-control, kindness, peace, and patience, and I got three more. Goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness, all the tools I need.
I got L for the love I have for those that come up against me. It's obvious that I got Christ living inside of me. I value very much the very thing he gave to me. Eternal life he sacrificed and gave to me freely. Restore it back to me, the joy of your salvation, please. Your joy is my strength and I pray with you, Lord, continually. I count your joy when temptations and trials come pressing me. Without your joy in me, I wouldn't be complete. I'm on the road, got self-control. To did to cuss the whole world, but the Lord says no. Control your tongue, that's what he said, so that there's no regrets. So I'll just keep saying the fruits of her again instead.
Love, joy, self-control, kindness, peace, and patience. And I got three more. Goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness, all the fruits I need, yeah. I got love, joy, self-control, kindness, peace, and patience. And I got three more. Goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness, all the fruits I need.
Kindness, kindness, kindness. Help me forgive all the grievances I have against my family and friends, church, women and men. The kindness of Christ has taught me how to love again. And now I have peace, the peace Christ gave to me. The peace of God that passes all worldly understanding. Not found in positive thinking or all the good feeling, but found in knowing Christ is in control of everything. Patience is key, the key to many things. Isn't as easy as it seems. Now wait on the Lord, yeah. You hear my cry, yeah. Until the morning light, I'm gonna say this through the night. I got,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Got three more.
Nothing less. If faithful over few, then I'll be faithfully blessed. Oh yes, faithfully planting seed. Spirit waters after me. Fruit is what you see. Now everybody say,
I got fruit, 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 fruit. We got fruits of the Spirit. Oh yeah,
till you got it, yo.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it truly blesses my soul to welcome each and every one of you here on tonight to All Nations Bible Study. Hallelujah. Now, my brothers and sisters, it's a blessing to see you all in the studio tonight and all of you in the chat room. And I want you to get something to write with and to write on. And please retrieve your Bibles and get ready to receive an anointed teaching from our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers, who is also the senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship Church in Oakland, California. So without further ado, please give your undivided attention to the anointed apostle of God and a very much beloved woman of God here at Spirit Alive, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Apostle Cook, for the introduction. And thank you for all of those that are on tonight, those that are yet coming on. We thank you. I'm just going to have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to go into it. I'm going to be talking again, and it's been a few weeks. I think three. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And I believe that last time we shared about the corruptible fruit as well as the good fruit, praise God. And it's so important that we understand both, that we know how to walk in the Spirit and to submit to the Spirit. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that as well, and then we're going to go over the fruit of the Spirit, because they're all combined. So we call it fruit, because when the harvest comes in, that's when we get all of the fruit. Praise God. So we're going to talk about that tonight, and how we're developed by those characteristics that we're going to talk about, and how it will produce good fruit through us as well. Okay, so that's what we're about tonight. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer. Father God, I come to you this evening. I come humbly before you because you are greater than anyone or anything. So we come before you, Lord. And I'm asking you that you would word my mouth, that you would give me to say what you would have me to say on today. In Jesus' name, I pray for forgiveness. I pray that if there's anything inside of me, Lord, that would be displeasing to you in any way, I pray that you would remove it in Jesus' name, that you would surface it so that I can take care of it in Jesus' name. And I thank you for being a forgiving God. Amen. All right. I'm going to share a little bit because, you know, when we think about the fruit of the Spirit, we need to know what God expects of us as born-again believers, those of us that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, those of us that are set apart to do his work, to do his will, so that we will bring forth a harvest of good fruit. Okay. One of the things I wanted to put out is that a believer with knowledge of the word is not really completely under the influence of the Holy Spirit, is living a legalistic, joyless religion. Amen, hallelujah. One that really is sincere about serving the Lord gives all control to the Holy Spirit and studies to show himself approved, a workman, not ashamed but rightly dividing, or, in other words, understanding the word of God. And that scripture can be found in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we learn to rely on the Holy Spirit. But I wanted to say something else about getting saved. When we first come to God, come to know the Lord, rather, we need to be in the Word of God. And some people may you know, learn faster than others, but we need to be under somebody's leadership or in a church where there's good leadership, where they're going to be rightly dividing the word of truth, where they're going to be getting the true word of God and not just something that somebody comes up with and says that this is how we should do it. We want to go into the scripture and know the will of God for our lives. And that's what it's all about, is that when we learn the word, study the word, hear the word of God, and abide by the word, and that just simply means by that means that we need to obey God. Obey. That's our way of abiding in him. If we're obedient to him, we can abide in him. And so we need to have that desire to want to learn the ways of God and to know what he's telling us in the scriptures and know how to live a life, praise God, that is going to please God, because that's why we're here. We're here, we're really here to serve God and to please him. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That is what God's will is for us, to do his will. Just like when Jesus came to the earth, hallelujah, he came to do the will of the Father, not his own will, and so we don't want to do our own will. So tonight I'm going to point out, what corrupt fruit looks like and then what it looks like to produce a good harvest of fruit. Amen. Praise God. All right. When Jesus saved us, in doing so, he gave us a new nature. When we first came to Christ, we become new creatures in Christ. The old things, our old ways, and the old ways of doing things, and the old thoughts that we had about life, those are to be passed away. Praise God, because we became convicted, convinced, and then we became converted. And so we walk, not at first maybe, but we learn to walk in dignity and strength. And most of all, we learn to walk in love. But we're energized by the Holy Spirit and motivated by his love. And we're guided by his wisdom. Praise God. And if we have all of that, which we should desire and want, then we walk right into the overflowing. Praise God. And the Lord wants us to have more than enough. All right? He wants us to live in abundance. So then we begin to prepare ourselves to discover the joy of walking with God. It's a joyous thing to be walking with the Lord. So that's also very important. Amen. Hallelujah. We learn to walk with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And we learn to operate in his power when we're walking with God. He gives us power. He gives us power over the things that we used to do, so that we are operating in our new life now. Okay? Hallelujah. Because his desire is for us to walk out his plan. We must learn to walk out God's plan. That's what the believer is designed to do, is to walk out God's plan. Hallelujah. Because we don't just automatically know what his plan is. He shows us by teaching us the word, by a leader or your pastor or whoever that person might be, a teacher, teaching you the word of God so that you know what God's plan is. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, so often we as believers, and before we became believers, have an idea, and we think that the idea is good, and so we just say, well, here's my idea, you know, and you start trying to work out whatever that is, and the reason that it doesn't work is because we need to allow the Lord to teach us his ways, to show us his way, to direct our path, because we can't direct our own path, but we need to rely on God, all right? And when we do, then we're determining what his goals may be for us rather than our own, and know that I don't care how intelligent we feel like we are or how skillful we are, we still need to know what God's plan is and to have a desire as a believer to work out that plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he will lead us and guide us. So we want to walk responsible. We want to be walking responsible in this life, in this Christ walk. We want to allow God to show us, you know, what we should be doing. Okay. Let's see. Get the Bible. Get the little notes here. But anyway, that's what we have to do. We have to allow God to show us his way so that we are not continuing to walk in our own way, or even before we got saved, going back to our old way of doing things and doing things that we should not have been doing. So we want to go forward in Christ Jesus. So that's why we are teaching out of Galatians, the fifth chapter, about the fruit of the Spirit, because we need to know that these that we're going to study or have been studying are the attributes of Christ. They're his. We want to put on his characteristic. We want to be like him. And this is how we learn how to be, is studying about the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm going to go to the word of the Lord in a minute. Anyway, we want to submit to the Spirit, okay? By reading the Word, hearing and obeying, following God's path, then and going in the way that the Spirit leads us. We can't go wrong, all right? So we want to submit to his Word. We want to submit to his power, not the power, our power, because we have none, okay? We want to operate in his power, which he gives us. And we want to submit to his ministry, okay? God already has a ministry set up for us, so we don't need to create another, praise God, but just be submitted to his ministry, praise God, and to work, hallelujah, and to do the things that he gives us to do. And by learning the fruit of the Spirit, and I'm talking about the good fruit, we can achieve living all of these out by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in this way, we will live a life that the quality of life that we need to live that would please God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we want to continue to pursue, hallelujah, and to express our faith and to honor God, hallelujah, all the days of our lives. Praise God. So this is how we learn to do it, is by getting into the Word, studying, allowing someone else to teach us, to be teachable, have a teachable spirit, not feel like we know it all, but to know that, you know, we all stand in need of learning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Learning more about God. He is so, our God is so great that we are Amen. Learning about him all the time.
Every day.
Hallelujah. every day. We will never get enough of him because that's how great he is. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Taking feel for us. Hallelujah. No matter what the scripture you study in, it's always for even praise God. Hallelujah. Just go back and again and you get something else. You get something more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we learn all of this by getting to the Word of God. Praise God. All right, let's go to the Lisa. And I'm going to start with I'm going to start 13 verse, and then we're going to go back, and then we're going to accept it. The 13th verse says, "For brethren, ye have been called in liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to flesh." Okay. Just because we have been set free doesn't mean that we have our own, we can still have our own opinion about doing things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the more we follow Christ, the more we learn to put our flesh aside. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says, not fornication to the flesh, but by the serve one another. And I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about God's church, which is us, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And that has nothing to do with the building, people. So we are his church. Okay? It doesn't matter where we congregate. It doesn't matter where we and study and learn about him.
Say that.
But it's about us coming together in love and loving one another. Praise God. And the next verse says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Praise God. Hallelujah. Just like I'm thankful that I'm living a saved life, I'm submitted to God, submitted to his way.
Yes.
Neighbor to have the same thing.
Mm-hmm,
amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To know him. Neighbor to be safe. And neighbor doesn't always necessarily mean next door either. Okay? Praise God. We, you know, it starts
come on,
within our own
say
home.
That.
Dude.
Yes.
And then, wherever God is leading us. Okay. And then sometimes we are out already. Praise God. So allow others to know about Jesus. To allow others to know that they can have what we have. Hallelujah. That they can have the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In their lives as well. That their lives can change. They can be transformed. Amen. Just like you have, or I have. Hallelujah. We have this privilege of knowing him. Praise God. Because he died for all of us. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Verse 15 says, "But if you bite and devour one another," which we don't want to do. In the world, we have done that. But when we come to know Christ, we become a believer. Hallelujah. Then we no longer want to have that same kind of life. Praise God. Where we're devouring and biting at one another. And, you know, angry and all of this kind of stuff. Putting ourselves in a place where we feel like we can say whatever we want to say. And God doesn't want us that way. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to learn about that in one of the fruit of the Spirit that tells us, I mean, that lets us know, rather, hallelujah, that's not the way. That is not the way. Hallelujah. We learn to, we don't learn to be a pushover, but we don't have to always have the last say. We don't have to finish the sentence. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Let's see. Verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Praise God. And when we are fulfilling the lust of the flesh, we're doing what we want to do. We're doing what we think we can do or should do or get by with oftentimes. But we don't want to be that way. Amen. We want to change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Or, you know, when we come to Christ, that's when it begins. That's when the change begins. We're not the same. We're new creation. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not doing the same things, not even desiring to do the things that we used to do. You know.
Hallelujah.
We don't want to do it anymore. Whatever it was that was wrong, praise God, you don't want to do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says here, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So there's a war going on, okay, between the flesh and the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The flesh says lust against the Spirit, and the Spirit, of course, against the flesh, okay? Because the Spirit is not going to be fleshly. Amen? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's going on? And so you have to know and decide which one you're going to do. Praise God. So if you are wanting your life to change, then you're going to, hallelujah, be against the flesh. Praise God. You not want to be led by the flesh any longer. Again, verse 18 says, "But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest," and I'm going to read these to us. "These are the workings of the flesh." Praise God. Hallelujah. And these are the ones that are manifested, you know, that we're going to read about tonight. Adultery. And I think I went over them, but I don't know how far. I don't remember how far. But anyway, we're going to have a little review. Fornication is another one. Yeah, I think I told you what all of these mean. So fornication, we know what that is. We know that that's having sex and not married. Uncleanness, anything that's unclean that someone gets involved in doing. And this other word, lasciviousness, that's just all kinds of evil.
Evil.
And
ready.
And there are many that come under there, under that. Then we have verse 20, idolatry. And that's worshiping idol gods. And people have idol gods that they worship, you know, if they're not you know, fulfilling the Spirit. Praise God. And they start worshiping other things that they consider as a god to them. And it's not right, because our God is a living God, and he said to put not any other god before him. Okay? So we're against God if we're doing that. So if anybody's in idol worshiping, or have ever been involved with it, let that go. Let that go, because it will just take you under. Praise God. And we call on a living God, a God that will hear us, a God that will help us, a God that will answer us, a God that will bless us. Hallelujah. A God that will show us his way. Praise God. A God that directs our path. And then we have witchcraft. And if you know of anybody that's involved with it, don't get involved with that. And if you can, hallelujah, invite them to worship where you worship, or to let them know that that is not of God. Praise God. That's a spirit. And then hatred, the spirit of hatred. We don't want to hate anybody. And I heard someone the other day, overheard this preacher, and they were saying, they were talking about the things we can't hate. We can't hate one another. God forbid. He teaches us to love everybody, even our enemies, even those that do us wrong, even those that are against us, even those that hate us. We're not to hate them. Amen? Because the God that we serve loves everybody. And then there's Darian. You know, just trying out all kinds of wicked things, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresy. We don't want to let any of these things be known among us. Envyings, verse 21. Murders, drunkenness. Okay? This should not be among anyone, hallelujah, that is a born-again believer. Praise God. So, when we become children of God, we leave those things behind. Okay? Hallelujah. And some people have a hard time. Some people, they have to really work on it. But if you have the mind of Christ, if you desire to know him and have a greater relationship with him than you do, then these are the things that are of the flesh. So, you know, just to let you know, these are the things that are not to be any part of us. Yeah, of course, this is Paul teaching, speaking to the Galatian church, but also the Word of God we know is speaking to us as well. And I want to read the rest of this verse because it's really important. It says, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of these, which I tell you before, as I have also told you in past time. Paul is making it real clear that it's been heard before. And they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? Now we're going to go into the other, not the corrupt fruit. Okay? So we're going to start with verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know what? We can live this out. Hallelujah. We can do what God wants us to do, because he has given us all of this, hallelujah, to walk out what we're supposed to walk out, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We're to walk out his will, hallelujah. And when we learn more about the fruit of the Spirit, we can do this. Hallelujah. We know that love comes from God. Love is of God. Hallelujah. We know that God first loved us, and that's how, because he first loved us, we didn't know how to love until God loved us and showed us his love. Hallelujah. And we know that he showed us his love by dying for us. Hallelujah. Giving up his life. God the Father gave his only son so that we could live and have eternal life and peace with him and live with him throughout eternity. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this way we can inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Meekness. I think I read all of these. Okay. Talked about the love. Joy. Now, joy doesn't necessarily mean happiness. Joy in the scripture here is talking about having that joy, hallelujah, that joy that can only come by way of Christ, Jesus, amen, hallelujah. And that's that joy, we can be sad, hallelujah, we can be grievous, and then find joy, still have joy within our hearts, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we can be joyous as Christians. We may have gone through some things, some hard challenges, some trials, some tribulations, even persecution for some, and then yet we can still have joy. And sometimes people don't quite understand how we can have joy and we've just gone through some hard stuff, some suffering even. But the Bible tells us, hallelujah, we may suffer, okay? We may suffer. We may go through, hallelujah, maybe even all night or whatever. But that joy from Christ Jesus comes. Joy comes in the morning. And whatever time that morning is for you, joy comes. It will come. Even if we lose a loved one, then we are grieving, okay? We can still have joy because we can reflect on that person that has left us. We can reflect on the memories. We can reflect on the good times. We can reflect on the joyous times that we spent together. We can be thankful and joyful because God allowed us to have one another for as long as he did. And so we can have joy. We can have peace. The Bible lets us know that God gives us the kind of peace that passes all understanding. We don't even understand why we're having such peace when it's been turmoil all around us, when maybe our environment hasn't been peaceful. But yet, within your heart, within your soul, you're at peace. Hallelujah. Because you have God in your life, because you have his characteristics, the fruit that we're reading about tonight. These portray the God that we serve. These are his characteristics, okay, that are supposed to be in us as well. Long-suffering. Long-suffering is putting up with some things. Putting up with some things that can be overbearing even. That can seem like it's way too much. But God promised us in his word that he wouldn't put any more upon us than we could stand. So whatever we go through, we're able to bear it. We're able to go through it. We're able to suffer it out. Amen. And then gentleness. Nobody can be any more gentle to us than God. And when I think about long suffering, I think about how God has put up with us. Think about how he's put up with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when I think about that, it lets me know that with that, if God put up with me, then I can put up with others. Amen. I can go through some long suffering because I'm portraying his attributes. And then gentleness, as I said, there's nobody more gentle than God. If his wrath comes upon us, then we have caused it. But we serve a gentle God. And so, therefore, we should be gentle in our walk with him. We should be gentle. We should be gentle towards others. And then goodness. How good is God? We can't even explain it. He's more than good. Can we be good? Can we show forth goodness toward another? Even if they're not showing forth goodness toward us, can we? And then there's faith, another fruit of the Spirit. Do you have faith? Well, when we first believed and accepted the Lord in our lives, we had faith. Because we have not seen him, but we believe. And that's what faith is about, is believing. Believing. No matter what we face in this life, we can have the faith that we can go through it, whatever it might be. We have the faith that God is going to help us, that God is going to bless us, that God is going to, you know, serve us. He's going to do whatever needs, whatever is necessary for us. So we just need to believe him and have faith in God, knowing, hallelujah, who it is that we're serving, knowing that we can trust him, knowing that we have faith in him. And faith, having faith is trusting, even before we can see with our own natural eye. To just have faith and believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only believing him for ourselves, but believing him for others as well. Okay? So it's not about us, not just about us. But we need to also have faith for others. Others that are faith believers also. Have faith for them, other believers. Those that don't yet believe, have faith that they will. Have faith that they will be saved. And then we have meekness. And meekness does not mean weakness. having a mild nature. Knowing how to treat people, knowing how to handle, you know, situations when you're dealing with people, not, you know, being harsh, but I think about kindness when I think about meekness. Can't help but think about kindness because it all
humility,
fits together.
Humility. Yes, and humility.
Praise God. And being meek doesn't mean that you have to allow somebody to run over you or to, it doesn't mean that you have to be a doormat.
There you go.
It doesn't mean that you have to allow people to just walk all over you and treat you any kind of way, okay? And here again, even if they try to, we have to maintain our meekness, but then also there are times that even being meek, we have to be sure that, you know, we're operating in a way that people will understand that that's not what I'm about, you know. I'm a person just like you are. And then sometimes we have to rely on our warfare, you know. We have to make sure that we are, and all the time, the believer should be clothed in our warfare, which is in our warfare clothes. I'll just say clothes. We have to be clothed that way.
Army mama pop.
Ready to speed up, having faith, you know, and all of the things that tells us about Ephesians 6, to put on prayer, put on faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. On the things that are going to protect you, because just because you're meek don't mean that everybody around you is, because not everybody around you is. And so we, you know, there are going to be times that we're going to have to stop and just pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is on the scene, okay? Even if it doesn't feel like he
Hallelujah.
Is. And there are times we're going to have to call on him, okay? Even when we're dealing with somebody else, we're going to have him to come to our rescue. And by faith, knowing that he will, okay? No matter what the situation is, God can and will step in, all right, when we need him. He will give us things to do, strategies, okay, for our own defense, okay, because he's given us divine weapon that we can use. I know I'm mixing it up here with the fruit of the Spirit, but but when we're walking by the Spirit, sometimes we have to stop, okay, and remember that there is an enemy out there, and we're not walking in the flesh, we're walking by the Spirit. So we're going to trust the things of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not going to trust the flesh. Amen. Because we're walking by the Spirit. So we're going to allow the Spirit to give us direction. And we're going to allow the Spirit to lead us. Okay. Now, temperance. Temperance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of the Bibles say something, a word that is different from temperance, but it means the same thing. Praise God. So we, by walking by the Spirit, we're going to know how to act. We're going to know what to do. We're going to know how to temper our own selves, you know, so that we're not flying off the handle or getting upset, you know. Praise God. And sometimes, you know, when we're, especially when we're around others that are not believers in Christ, we need to show forth that fruit, that temperance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's just being able to keep your own self quiet. You know, to just not act like the world, but remember that you're walking by the Spirit. Praise God. And then, and it says here, and against such there is no law. And verse 24 says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. We're no longer having those wild passions, okay? Because the flesh has been crucified. And when you're walking in the Spirit, you have allowed those fleshly passions to be crucified, because you don't want them rising up anymore. You don't want to be operating out of the flesh. Praise God. You want the fleshly things to be dead, crucified, okay? So we learn to crucify the flesh. When temptation comes, we learn to say no, and we desire to say no, okay? So we don't allow these things of the flesh to operate. Praise God. We can say no. You know, we can say, I don't do that anymore. Just be upfront and honest and frank that, no, I don't go to those places anymore. I don't go to the clubs. You know, I don't need that in my life. I'm walking by the Spirit. I'm living in the Spirit. I want to be more Christ-like. And I can't walk in the flesh and walk in the Spirit. So I'm choosing to walk in the Spirit. Praise God. And it's okay to say that. It's okay to openly let people know where you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay. I'm going to close soon. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Okay, we must learn to resist the desires of the flesh. Okay. And by following the Holy Spirit, we will be able to resist the flesh. And so we have crucified our old sinful nature. Okay? Praise God. So so now we're really connected to the Lord. We're connected to God, and we are growing. Okay, in Him, and also by growing in Him, we want to bear fruit. We're going to bear fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to bear good fruit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
amen.
By these attributes, by knowing the difference in corrupted fruit and the other fruit, hallelujah, that's good for us in the body of Christ, that the fruit that we are now portraying, living, hallelujah, walking it out, praise God, hallelujah, and it also lets us know that the greatest of the fruit here that we just talked about
is love.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And
man,
we want to make sure we have that love within us, in our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise God that we can love one another, that no matter what someone has said to you, we can keep right on loving them. No matter what they've done, we can keep right on loving us, loving them. Just like Christ continues to love us. Okay, God continues to love us. Praise God. No matter what we have done or even what we might still do, He still loves us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And by loving others, we're fulfilling the commands of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that is a part of what it means to bear fruit. Bearing fruit means love other people. Hallelujah. Because if we love other people, they're going to also learn how to love and what love means. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it means letting the love which we have, allowing that love to reach others. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the love that we have that came from God, allowing that love to flow through us and out of us for the benefit of others. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it means. And then if we're living out love, hallelujah, and allowing others to see the love in us, praise God, then also we're going to be able to carry out the rest of the fruit that we read about, okay? All the rest of it begins with love. Hallelujah. We can be patient if we have love. We can have joy if we have love. We can have peace if we have love within us. We can show kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. That's the word I was trying to think of when I said temperance. That's what it means. It means to have some self-control.
Mm-hmm.
To be temperate. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of that comes by way of love.
Amen.
Because that is
Amen.
The greatest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of all of the fruit, love is. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the power that motivates us, the power that moves us to respond to the needs of others. Hallelujah. Not with the expectation of receiving anything back. No reward. Hallelujah. Although we know that God does reward us when we're obedient and we carry out, you know, his plans. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can show forth joy because we have the love of God inside of us. Hallelujah. We can be calm. Hallelujah. When there's a time for peace, a need of peace. Hallelujah. We can be peaceful in the midst of chaos. Hallelujah. We can bring about harmony, praise God, where there is no peace. We can bring about that peace, hallelujah, by bringing forth harmony and having that ability. And we, the Holy Spirit leading us, we can do it. Hallelujah. Long suffering. We can show forth that willingness to accept even the most irritable person, hallelujah, or even to face even the most painful situations. We can forbear them because we have love, hallelujah, within us. We can be kind and show forth generosity even through our kindness, hallelujah, and maintain a sweet disposition in doing so. And having that consideration toward others, hallelujah, we can show forth all of these other characteristics, praise God, because they're all
Amen.
Radiated by the love that God has given us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to close with that and turn it back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Zeta. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. We have heard a word on tonight, once again, about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, if you are sitting in our studio and you would like to have a word, you have a comment, hallelujah, you can kindly press your 1. And I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have any questions, young people from the chat room, if you would like to type them now, hallelujah, and I will relay them forward. And thank you, Jesus. But while I wait to see if anybody would like to speak, I see Mother Mattia is in the house. But Apostle Zeta, once again, I want to thank you for this teaching, because I truly believe if we want to shut down carnal Christians, hallelujah, if we want to reach the lost, Hallelujah. These attributes of Christ are also weapons. They are also gifts, like you said,
yeah,
that come from love. You know, and when I'm just telling people, and Apostle Zeta is very right, because when we just start displaying that love of Christ, that love of God that commands that we love other people, and we're walking around with joy all down in our spirit, because
yes,
our joy is not based on our circumstances or our happenstances. We understand that our joy comes from God. And the more we believe and we trust that, the more joy that we have, and which gives us more peace, because when we keep our minds stayed on Jesus, he said he would keep our hearts and minds in perfect peace. Now, here comes the pushback. Here comes the pushback. See, because see, anytime we start, when people are happy, when they have joy, when people are peaceful in the midst of the storm, there's going to be pushback. But see, that's where our kindness comes in, because instead of giving them the what for, we're going to stand back and we're going to begin to pray. And
amen.
Ask God the measure of kindness that we need to extend, so that his goodness can be shown forth, so that his faithfulness can be shown forth through our faithfulness, through our gentleness,
amen,
through our self-control. People will never believe what we say until they can see what we believe. And if we are not living by these attributes, through by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are missing the mark. We need to go sit at the feet of the Master and do some for real praying. And then we need to close our mouths and start listening, because he will teach you. He teaches each and every one of us how to walk,
amen,
in these attributes. And I don't care who you are. If you're sitting here listening to me, us tonight, Apostle Zeta tonight, and you don't know Jesus as in the pardon of your sin, let me explain something to you. Give your life to Christ right now, because tomorrow's not promised, because you have heard the word, and once you have heard the word, you are responsible for making a choice. And tonight we hope that Jesus is your choice, because he's a loving God. He's a kind and gentle and faithful Jesus. Huh.
Amen.
He paid it all so you wouldn't have to. All the work has been done. It was done on the cross at Calvary. Hallelujah. All your job is to believe that he is the Son of God, and God raised him from the dead, and that he now sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. Now, if you believe that, then you need to go to him and just ask him to forgive you of your sin, so that you will have the power of the Spirit living on the inside of you, so that you can walk in this love, so that you can, hallelujah, express this love, so that you can have this peace and this joy, hallelujah, that you will be able to stand up under the storms and under the winds, hallelujah. So again, Apostle Zeta, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Let me go to make sure that Mother Mattie Scott didn't even want to say, have a word tonight. And anybody else in the studio, if you would like to have a word, just press your one. Mother Mattie?
Yes, Hi Bishop Cook and Hi Spirit of Life family. Yeah, I tell you, Mother Zeta, she always teach Bible studies so wonderful, so eloquently. I tell you, and she makes it funny, and she'll break it down to you where you understand. I tell you, and she teaches Bible study with so much feeling that you can feel her when she as she teaches of the scripture.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Mother Zeta is a blessing too. You too, Bishop Cook.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I be learning myself, and every day, you know, we learn, even though we know the Lord and the pardon of our sins, but still each day we learn and strive for betterment, and we just lean and depend
on
the Lord's word and his promises, because his word and his promises are everlasting and eternal.
Yes.
I just thank Mother Zeta, you know, she teaches with such sincerity and such love. You can just she enjoys what she enjoys it. And God bless her, and God bless you too, Bishop Cook, and all my spirit of life.
We love you.
We'll keep Mother Givens in prayer and keep the Scott family in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Just because our family is not here with us all the time, we don't forget about them. We pray about them. I call them. You know, I make sure that they know, hallelujah, this is your home. I don't need you on a program. I need you well. I need you whole. I need you to allow God to restore you if that's restoration is what you need. This ministry is not about programs. This ministry is about people. It's about loving on people. Especially the people that are laboring in the vineyard to make sure that it happens. I don't want to do this by myself. I pray for the Lord to send me anointed servant leaders with hearts after his own. He did that. But sometimes God has different assignments for them to do. They need to, and I always tell people, you better do what God tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because as long as he decides Spirit Alive will be here, is going to be here, then we will be here when you get back. Hallelujah. So I just praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God for you, Apostle Zeta, Apostle Flowers. You are just an anointed woman of God. I am so blessed to be a co-laborer with you. I'm so blessed to be a prayer partner with you. You know, we come together, we talk. She is like a spiritual mother to me. And I have nothing but love and respect for all that you do. And people need to know that Apostle Zeta just doesn't come on the air for her program. She shows up to support other people's programs. She shows up to pray. Hallelujah. She's helping people in the community. You know, when she prays about the homeless and feeding the homeless, that's because that's what she's doing. Okay?
That's right.
I had to look. We had to look at each other across the table at prison ministry for decades. Not a year, decades. So, you know,
you.
I tell people, this is not about form of fashion. This is not about, you know, programs. This is about saving lives, saving souls, encouraging the people of God. And that's what Apostle Zeta does, because she breaks it down. You don't have to leave her Bible study scratching your head. Because even though she came precept upon precept, she still broke it all down. Because she understands this is being translated so it can go all over the world.
Yes, Lord.
She doesn't want there to be she doesn't want any mistakes.
That's right.
One more question, Heavenly Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for Apostle Zeta Flowers. Lord God, we thank you for her leadership. We thank you for her servant's heart. We thank you, Father God, that her desires are your desires and your desires are her desires. So, Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you pour back into her as she poured out into your people. Lord, she brought the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So that others might be encouraged and empowered and impacted, Lord God, so that others might begin to heal, so that others might know how to walk and they don't have to question. Because we understand, Father God, that everybody that's in the church is not of you. They don't act like you, they don't walk like you, and they don't talk like you. But, Lord God, we want them to be able to stand in spite of. We want them to keep their eyes on you and not on the people. We want them to heed your word, Lord God, and not people's opinion. We want them to walk in that love, Lord God, that gives them peace, that gives them joy, that helps them to be sober-minded, that helps them, Lord God, to have self-control, that helps them to stand on faith in the hard times, no matter what. When people try to test their last good nerve, Father God, they still stand and they administer grace. When people are talking about them and misusing them, Father God, they still extend your love and grace and your mercy, Father God, because they don't go around talking about them. They don't go around putting them down. Hallelujah, Lord. They suffer along with them because they know they need room to grow. Everybody needs room to grow, Father God. And we know if you can't do it, it can't be done. So we stand on faith knowing that you can do with others that which we cannot.
Yeah.
So we as always pray that we keep a reachable, teachable spirit, that we walk in humility, that we walk in love, God, that we stand on our faith and never waver, that we continue to pray and so that we can hear what the Spirit has to say, because he can only tell us, God, that which comes from you.
Yes.
Now, Lord, we lift up the elders, Mother Givens, Mother Mitchell, Mother Scott. We lift them all up to you in the name of Jesus. We lift up Aunt Nita. We lift up Aunt Patricia. We lift up Aunt Linda. We lift them all up to you, Father, because that's our family. And we're just asking in the name of Jesus, Jehovah Rapha, if they need a healing touch right now, because we believe in miracles. Father God, we pray right now, if there's finances, whatever the need is, Lord God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You sit high and you look low and you know what they stand in the need of. And Lord, we ask that you bless them and bless them indeed. Press down, shake it together until running over. Hallelujah. We pray for the Scott family, Lord God. We pray that you stand with them and continue to strengthen them, because even in their trials and in their tribulations, they are still encouraging others. They are still bringing the gospel. They are still being faithful, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just pray right now for every minister here at Spirit Alive, for every servant leader, for every ministry represented. And Lord, we just pray for every church door that is open in your name. We pray that servant leaders will get off their high horses, Lord God, and begin to walk in these attributes, begin to walk in the Spirit instead of their pride, begin to walk in the Spirit instead of their puffed upness, and begin to walk in the Spirit, Father God, so that they can build people up and not tear people down. Lord, we want to thank you for those that came to the Lord tonight all over the world through this word. We praise you right now in advance, Father God, for those who have made a, they have got a made up mind on tonight that they're going to live more like you. They're going to shine forth your fruit, because now they really understand what having the fruit of the Spirit means. Now they know how to apply it to their lives. And if they can apply it to their lives, Father God, they can share it with others through their through the way they live and the way they speak of your goodness. So, Lord, we just come now thanking you for again for the servant leader. Bless her church, Lord God. Bless all nations. Hallelujah.
Yes,
bless every ministry that she has. She is a five-fold ministry, Lord. And we bless, and we ask that you bless every fold. I mean, bless every fold. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all of our listeners, Lord. We thank you for those that are listening around the world. And we will just give you the, continue to give you the honor and the glory and the praise. And it is in Jesus' holy, righteous, matchless name we pray it all.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You, saints of God, brothers and sisters, you have been listening to All Nations Bible Study with our anointed apostle, God's anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. We do pray. Well, you know what?
Yes.
We pray that even more people will be blessed as this word continues to go forward. Because if you heard it tonight, hallelujah, you should have been blessed. Ah, thank you, Jesus. So we just pray that you just continue to follow us here at Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow you can join us with join Pastor Vanessa Carver for Wounded No More. And she is getting real, and she is breaking down mental health. That's a taboo subject for a lot of churches, but not ours. So, because here we want to be like the Lord. We want to be concerned about the whole man because God is. So we're going to be talking about that. Hallelujah. And then on Friday, Bishop Lester Carver will be speaking to the gentleman with every man standing in his place. And then on Saturday, we have our young minister, Minister Adam Tuggle. So once again, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook. I am so glad that you were all here. Hallelujah. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. From All Nations Christian Fellowship and Apostle Zeta Flowers and all of us here at Spirit Alive, good night. We love you, and God bless you. Amen and amen. Everybody in the studio, you're unmuted. I love you. God bless you. Amen.
Good
night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you
all. Love you, love you,
love you. Love you all. God bless you. And God bless you, Apostle Zeta.
God bless you, dear.
Love you too.
Good
and keep the good work up. Keep it up. Because you encourage me. You encourage all of us. Good. Wonderful. God bless you and your family and your home.
All right. You're an encourager as well.